This is the morning pre-flight on EA Radio. It's 7:33 on
takes
Saturday.
Just takes us a week to get our stride, and then we're fine.
Yeah.
You guys are beyond the curve. Trust
yeah.
me.
We've nearly completed the practice run. We're ready to go on air now.
Yay.
Josh Bixler is joining us this morning again from Flight Test. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, friends. How are you? How'd you sleep?
Too well.
Too well.
I was telling Jim earlier, I normally wake up at 5:15 for work, yeah. So I've just been using my work alarm all week. Today's Saturday. I don't work on Saturdays, so my body woke me up just a few minutes late. A little startling.
But, oh, my goodness.
Up and running.
Fair enough. So, Josh, we've been talking about a lot of different aspects of what Flight Test is and what it does.
Yeah.
And even in our other programming and our Drone Zone show, we've kind of accepted that model aviation and UAS is a gateway drug to aviation. It's a great little way of bringing people into the idea of what aviation is at whatever size or scale or function or job. But it's a good first step. One of the biggest barriers to all of that, though, is always cost. And what I wanted to talk to you about today is how you're approaching the idea of accessibility.
Well, accessibility is important and stuff. A lot of times you can give someone experience, you can get them all fired up, and then they get the reality check. It's almost like if you showed them the most beautiful car they could ever dream at the age of 16 and then be like, here's a price tag that you'll never be able to afford, wink, wink, and see you later. It's not even met with disappointment. Sometimes it's met with betrayal. And it's really important whenever you have something that's so near and dear to someone's heart that you don't betray it. You know, you have a friend and you take off a friend, it's one thing, but if you have a spouse or a loved one, that's betrayal, and you can't get that passion back as quickly if they feel like they've been betrayed. So accessibility is everything. You got to identify what are your passions, what's in your heart, and then give them a track, finding out what their means are. Some people have more time than money. Some people have more money than time. Having the ability to navigate that sensitively, but also through open communication. Identify the need, meet it with a solution. And with Flight Test and model aviation, my dad and I, we worked 3 months hip to hip. I built a gentlelady. You know, it was $26. By the time it was done, it was $100. I think in today's world, that'd feel like $500. And I promptly destroyed it. And if I didn't have a patient dad that's like, well, let's pick up the pieces and do it again, that would have been my story. It would have been, I did this once, and this is the experience. And then, you know, you almost hear people when they share that story, it's like there's a scar in them. Like, I built a plane, with my uncle or with my grandpa or something, and we destroyed it.
Yeah.
So, you got to find
Balsa 100.
Balsa 100.
That was mine.
Yep. There you go.
That was my my hard work of built it over the course of a winter, and then got it out and flew it and absolutely exploded like it was a grenade in it. But
and you know, a lot of people think with Flight Test it's like that we're not passionate about Balsa, we're not passionate about the old timers. It's the contrary. I love it so much, and that was my childhood. That's what I want everyone to have, that chapter. But also moving on in general aviation, if you can get people to, again, combine the aspect of building and flying as one aspect of aviation, it's not two sides of coins, it's not one or the other, it's both. Then suddenly when they look at that, you know, full-scale aircraft, they're like, I can do that.
And so the materials and processes that you use on its face look like really non-standard.
They do.
And
it's offensive to some.
It is. Honestly, it's like you're going to do what with what now and call it an airplane? I think not.
Well, and that goes back to the very beginning when I tell people, hey, let's build a plane together. It's too expensive. It's this. It has to be a relatable material. And, you know, a lot of aircraft today are made of wood. You know, at least in the past, I remember my Pete and Paul air camper. It's like wood and bits of metal here and there. And that was identifiable for people. Foam board, you can go to a dollar store, a craft store, and it's a buck a sheet. And the smallest, best airplane, one of the neatest ones is a Mini Mustang. This thing flies like it's on rails. And it's $1 worth of foam. And I put a lot of heart into making sure that you could fit it there. So if someone's like, I can't build an airplane, can you buy a $1 sheet of foam and a couple barbecue skewers? You know, total expense is $3. To fly an airplane that in the air it looks magnificent, it's stable, but at the same time you can really do a lot of bad things and that plane keeps going. It's not a fragile material.
It is shockingly strong. It's one of those things. It's weak when it's in a flat sheet, but you start folding and gluing, and all of a sudden it gains extra strength.
Yeah, we always say our planes fold together, and it's kind of like flying origami. They have a little bit of a geodesic vibe to them. When you get up real close in the air, you don't see that, and we can even work that into our benefits with both strength and aerodynamics. And they are incredibly strong. Our common materials are foam board, barbecue skewers, popsicle sticks, rubber bands, and hot glue. And don't forget a lot of tape.
Yes. For those of you that have ever watched any of his build videos, don't forget a lot of tape. And then you can modify from there, of course. I myself put carbon fiber arrows as spars in basically everything I build. So I have shattered aircraft, and I have left a solid spar.
Yes. You can just pull it out and put it in another one.
Exactly.
Tell me the truth. Do you get funny looks when you go into a dollar store or you go into a Walmart or someplace and you walk on like, what are you doing with all those arrow shafts or all that foam board?
No.
That's the interesting part.
Even better yet.
That would be expensive. So yeah.
That would be expensive. Instead, I go to archery clubs.
You are a genius.
And I find all of the arrows and things that have been hit by other arrows while they're shooting at targets.
Okay.
And it takes the knock off the back, or it breaks the tip off as it's hitting something else. So I get my arrow shafts for free.
So, I like
carbon fiber.
Carbon
fiber arrow shafts.
Free.
And if you get enough of them, you'll find that there's different sizes of them.
Yeah.
And you can find ones that slide inside of other ones. So then I can have a solid carbon fiber shaft that is 6 feet wide.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And removable wings, too.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And because they slide inside of each other, you slide it on,
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were down flying. I love the fact that we can fly RC aircraft at EA Adventure down in Pioneer Field. And we had a meetup last night, and the place was packed. It was incredible. I got a really dear friend. His name is John Overstreet. John's become a partner of Flight Test. And we even now manufacture in two different locations, Flight Test Midwest and then Flight Test Ohio. But John had metalworking in his background. And we were flying the C-47 to 72-inch wingspan. And people are looking, it's like, well, where'd you buy that? We had to make them physically touch it to make them realize it was foam board. And it was just an awesome thing to see the evolution. We can get someone, with a 1 hour build in the air, or if they want to spend 6 hours, they can have something that looks like it. Well, frankly, you couldn't recreate those curves with balsa without it being an incredibly heavy model, just because of the looks of it. It's crazy how accessible this material really makes the hobby.
So let's step away from the curves for just a bit.
Yeah.
And talk to me about your latest line of stuff that is made to be incredibly inexpensive as an entry level. I teased the listeners earlier this morning. You tell me that you can do this for $35, including the electronics?
So $35 to $50 you can get in the air with these things, and it's called the Easy Line. It's our Easy aircraft. We use this to go into schools, but we also use this to get people in the hobby incredibly quickly. I thought originally kids, but last night, the last people flying it were adults, and it was the funniest thing. I walked out. What we use is it's two brush motors, it's a control board, it's a transmitter, battery, and battery charger, and then you build what looks like a chuck lighter, and you fly it as a chuck lighter, and you learn about it. But then in about 10 minutes, you literally just stick on these electronics, no push rods, no moving control surfaces, gyro stabilized, and you can see this thing take flight with over 400 foot of range, and they are just a riot in the air. It's simple, it's easy, it's approachable. I can teach a 5-year-old kid how to fly in a matter of minutes. And it's amazing how it transfers over into the principles of flight as we go forward. These materials are literally, you build 3 airplanes out of 2 sheets of foam.
Yeah, yeah. And the electronics sometimes, I can build a pretty good plane out of foam, $4 or $5 of foam.
Yeah.
But then there's the receiver and the servos and the other ESCs and parts and
even in today's world, you start telling people, and I have to use it in kind of terms they understand. It's like, okay, do you have video games at home? Yes, I do. Okay, picture the electronics, the transmitter, the receiver, the battery charger. Picture those as your game console. Now picture basically the airframe as your video game, and you can take those electronics and you can put them in different aircraft. And once you have that game console per se, you're in the hobby. You have everything you need and every flight experience. Every model's maybe $35-$40 away from you if you buy the speedboat kit, or if you scratch build it, it's $5 to $10.
Yeah,
it's all you can kind of pick how you want to go. And now with these easy lines of planes, we just had so many people getting into it. I brought out the Project Spaceflight last night, and we're flying the Enterprise around and the Bird of Prey and the Orbit, which looks like a Voyager, and it was just incredible to see people grab it. And you know, you can learn about the different wing configurations, forward, swept, annular, but then also you can then mix and match those together. So you're not only building and flying, but you're also learning about design theory. And then at the end, what's included in the kit is actually extra foam and a blank, a generic blank, where you can take those different components and you can say, okay, I want the effects of an annular wing, I want this type of tail, and you can just make your own contraption. And if it glides, it flies.
And outside of the kits, the plans are also available, right?
Yeah, down with the stem line, that goes through our curriculum package and stuff. So those resources are specifically through that. But when you get these stem products, you also get emailed the full curriculum. So the homeschooling parents, the church groups, the summer schools and the camps, they absolutely love it because it's guided learning, but it is incredibly in-depth and it's easy to understand.
And again, accessibility is part of our discussion this morning. And the idea is, how are we making things easier and cheaper for people to get into the hobby? Your power pods have always been, you know, interchangeable. So, you know, you pull two barbecue skewers out, grab the prop, pull. And, you know, you've got the guts to go shove it in the next plane.
It looks like you're field dressing a deer sometimes. Yeah. It's kind of funny. But, yeah, two barbecue skewers. And that was met, again, with the original problems of people saying, well, I can't afford all this electronics for each and every individual airplane. And also, like, the airframe is pretty disposable. Mm-hmm. So when you crash it, that's the softest thing you're hitting to the ground. You pull those guts out, that power pod slides into another one. And I've seen little kids with three or four airplanes, it takes them about 3 to 5 minutes per plane. And they just slide it out and slide the new one in. And when you show a parent, especially the one that's kind of on the fence, it's like, here's the heart. You can take the heart and put it in any of these things. Instantly, they get it.
Where can we find more info about that?
Oh, wonderful question. Basically, our store is nothing but DIY-centric. It's store.flighttest.com. And then also for our forums, if you go to flighttest.com, you're not only going to see our designs, but our community, our amazing community, has designed airplanes, and they're freely given those plans away as well too, and we celebrate that as well. So it's not just our designs, but it's a community of 1.92 million people contributing to this as well.
And that includes the Easy Line.
People are designing around the Easy Line.
Well, I know at the store.
Oh yeah, it, okay. Absolutely.
Gotcha, Josh. You've been with us a few times this week.
I love you guys. I'm gonna miss you.
More than happy to have you join us to talk about our entry into aviation and STEM and the things that you've been contributing to the process.
Thank you.
So again, Josh Bixler with Flight Test joining us this morning here on EA Radio.